He left the booth for a moment, returning with a pair of bottles, still ice cold. They were dark and brown, sporting stylized labels from some local microbrew. "Cheers," he said, and we drank. To a weird night, to chance meetings, to the mutual attraction simmering below the surface of our worlds. Potent stuff, it tingled on my tongue, charged down my throat, and warmed me inside. We drank in companionable silence for a while, well into a second round. As my body relaxed, my imagination took the opportunity to run wild. I barely knew Devon, yet he and I had clicked right from the start. I felt right at home in his presence, and I knew right there and then I'd be a fool to let him get away come the morning. Startled by the way my thoughts were going, I swung out of my seat, steadying myself with a hand on the table. "We need snacks," I said. "No drinking on an empty stomach." His hand wrapped around my wrist, pausing me. Our gazes met. I figured he was going to tell me where the pickled eggs and peanuts were kept. His lips twitched. He moistened his lips with a lightning-quick flick of the tongue. "He said, "I wanted to thank you again for saving me." My skin crackled with unspoken desire where he held me. "I'm sure you'll find a way to reward me," I said, trying to make light of the wanton desires running rampant within me. I tried to tug free, instead somehow losing my balance. The next thing I knew, I tumbled right into his lap, sprawled awkwardly like an overgrown kid visiting Santa in the mall. Devon was warm and solid and far too close for comfort. He liked having me in his lap, the proof hard and insistent against my bottom. Oh, my. He leaned in. I arched up, and our lips met in the middle. I melted against his chest, draping my arms around his shoulders. We fit together perfectly, just enough space in the seat for me to happily nestle in his lap. Our mouths teased as a series of light, tentative kisses grew longer, more involved. Devon's tongue stroked my lips, and I parted them, letting the kiss deepen. His fingers roamed my back, and I arched as he traced the length of my spine. I ran my hands through his hair, lightly massaging his scalp, thrilling at the low sounds of appreciation he made. I wriggled my rear against his crotch, a frisson of delight sweeping through me. Devon's hand slid along my waist, teasing apart my jeans and shirt, fingers brushing along the rapidly widening strip of bare skin. Goosebumps rose in reaction. A whimper escaped my mouth, swallowed by his. An ominous mixture of loud voices and stomping feet and drunken singing. Like a scalded cat, I jumped out of Devon's embrace, stumbling as I got to my feet. I tried to smooth my hair and pat my clothing back into place. He'd gone dead white. Damn it! I was about to ask him what was wrong when the front door opened amid a terrible racket. In spilled the Corby boys, not just the five we'd seen earlier, but several dozen, a feral assemblage of black-clad villains. They talked and argued among themselves, exchanging obscenities and boasts, and they brought with them a feast, still steaming roasts and rotisserie chickens, all manner of side dishes and desserts. I didn't know where they'd found such bounty, but I doubted it was come by politely. My stomach rumbled, threatening to carry over the ruckus. The Corby boys were here, and it was nigh impossible to miss us. Any second now, and the first one to spot us choked on his beer in surprise. "Holy shit!" he exclaimed. One by one, the Corby boys stopped in mid-activity, turning to stare in disbelief. Dozens of hostile glares threatened to kill us on the spot. Devon and I exchanged quick looks, wordlessly strategizing in the second we had, before we were mobbed and slaughtered.